The Brethren of Chaos Podcast.
Charles, how have you been, man? How's the football match? No, the
football, the football, stressful. Very stressful. Yeah. How's that sounding, Steve?
Sounds all good.
Me and Steve were hoping he was having a good night, didn't we, Steve? We was like, oh, we hope he has a good night. Yay.
Why did that sound sus then? What's going on here?
I'm 100% sincere entirely all the time.
Do you know what? I'm going to the game on Sunday as well.
I'm not surprised you, Charles. We're Liverpool fans.
Oh, yeah. I forgot both of you are Liverpool fans, yeah. Well, tough crowd today.
Tough crowd.
Come on, let's be honest. Do you hate City or United more right now at this stage? We're not thinking about like City, the history.
City is a plastic rival. They're not even a rival.
Yeah, they're disgusting, though. I hate them.
It's annoying.
I despise
rather
them.
You guys be slightly more better so that it's a challenge when we play you.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. We don't play for a while, to be fair.
Be serious. We always just seem to peak while the other one's not peaking.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Liverpool went through this great patch while United, which was, no offence, absolutely dire.
And still
it was,
are.
While we were peaking, you guys weren't peaking, so we could never play each other while we were both peaking. And I want a peak off.
That's true.
Yeah, you want maximum peakage.
I want maximum peakage for my maximum entertainment.
Okay, well.
Well, thank you for that.
We're going to go straight into the episode.
Are we straight in?
We are recording here.
Oh, sorry.
Fantastic.
So, welcome to the next episode of the Brethren of Chaos podcast.
Woo!
65, is it?
Oh, please don't tell the number. We're not here for the numbers.
I'm 65.
Is that retirement age?
It was. I don't think it's anymore.
You just work till you're dead now in this country.
Oh, no, we're not stopping. Like, every time we get close to that finish line, it's going to move just a wee bit further away.
Look at Charles smiling there.
You know, Charles
is sat with him. He's holding the mic. For the listeners who can't see, me and Aaron are really comfy in the corner, leaning back on our chair.
Well, yeah, it's before you guys have blessed me with this beautiful corner seat.
Yep. Do you know what? Yeah, you should feel blessed because my back is going to be fucked after this podcast. Steve, come on. We need to fix this.
Charles' manners have finally come like and beat you in the arse here, haven't they?
Yeah.
I've got to that age where I've stopped being like, oh no, you take it, and if someone offers, I will just take it.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I fully agree with you. If there's some old women on a bus now, I'm sitting in the priority seats.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'd drop kick them. Out of principle.
You're breaking her weak hips. You're dislocating hips out.
Once I'm done with them and they're mended, they'll be strong hips.
Do you reckon?
There's a trial by fire.
Don't
get on a Reaver bus if you're not ready to fucking mingle. That's what I'm saying.
Don't get the 36A. 32A, actually.
Where does the 32A go?
No, I don't even know, mate.
You don't want to know.
Hell. Theoretically, hell.
Okay.
Anyway.
Charles was at the Man U match last night.
Yeah.
Boring match.
Boring
first half and then...
Very impressive ending to the match.
Yeah, stressful. Very stressful. Should have seen my heart rate throughout it.
Were you measuring it on your watch?
Yeah, very high.
Now, does it annoy you that, you know, you go into a Champions League game and in the first half the players don't act as if they're in a Champions League game?
It's just fucking bonkers. It's just... I think I'm Ten Hag now. I think it's tactics. What the fuck are you playing McTominay for? He's shit.
They were all bumming him before him, though, weren't they?
He's a wild man, McTominay. He goes from prime R9 to prime Vinnie Jones.
Yeah, literally.
I hate him. Yeah, no, it was a stressful game, but... It's going to be even more stressful on Sunday, so we'll see.
Against Man City. Mm. Watching Man City is so fucking boring. They're just passing.
It just feels like everything they do doesn't feel like... It's just like, all right, okay, well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why you don't watch football anymore, do you, Steve?
No,
That's fair.
I've chose not to watch football anymore. It's so boring.
I almost stopped at the Qatar World Cup, if I'm honest.
Yeah? Too much for you? They're bloody Qataris.
Annoying. Just more like the fact the principle that it could just be bought. I mean, the whole point of football is that it's accessible to everyone. That's why it's the world's game.
I agree with like the slave labour and the homophobia. I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, you sit well with that, Charles. Yeah, I mean,
you're going to love some of these people.
You're going to love this episode then, Charles.
Get in.
And
actually, no, to be fair, Henry was quite progressive for it.
He was, to be fair. Yeah. He was quite a dude.
Was he bisexual?
He could have been. I'm not going to say no. His love life seemed to have been
Yeah, he just couldn't really...
Pansexual.
I don't know if you know this, but Henry couldn't really make up his mind when it came to his love life.
Oh, no, yeah. I didn't know about that one. Okay. Well, yeah, we're doing Henry VIII.
Henry VIII. You
didn't notice.
I'd just say thanks for having me back on as well, boys. I really appreciate it.
We want you back on. We've got... we have been struck the past how many weeks? Mainly due to me being like...
I think we haven't been able to sync up well, haven't we? Our times. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, and
like we've always had you on for the past few weeks, haven't we, Aaron? We just haven't sunk the times. I think
it's me. You can point the finger.
No. Because one time you messaged and I did have work, didn't I? So we couldn't do the date.
I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's me.
I will say I am kind of like glad we did shift it to today instead of yesterday because I would have had my night shift to do after the.
Oh, would you?
Really? Oh, wow.
You don't want that. No, you don't want anything after the podcast. You just want to go home and wallow in your own sorrow. That's what you want to do after this podcast.
Nah, it would have cheered me up being with you guys. It's just I'd have been knackered as well.
Yeah. Is it? No, it's good. It's just I always say to Steve that with this podcast, you just got to not take it as seriously as it's like, oh, we missed a week. We can't do anything. You just
treat it as a laugh.
Yeah, if you can't do it this week, that's fine. Then we'll do
pressure.
It next week.
No
yeah?
pressure.
We do this for enjoyment. Yeah. We don't do
exactly.
this for
you're doing
else.
It for enjoyment. Yeah. Exactly. So if it becomes a chore, then what the hell?
If we make money off it, then fuck me. If any of our sponsors want to fucking sponsor us, then
we'd have to start making
episodes. Then we'd
have
to start
segue now, is it?
Welcome to Manscaped.
Or every single goddamn thing I've ever watched.
Manscaped.
Dude, that was CBD oil.
Or Surfshark.
Clash of Clans.
Clash of Clans, yeah.
Oh my God.
There's a few.
No, don't mention any of this stuff.
Right,
don't mention. We're not affiliated
with
anyone.
Please sponsor.
We're only affiliated with Captain Cook.
Yes, I will say that.
That's class.
Captain Cook, get in touch with us.
And Chungwa.
And sometimes I go Pizza Chef.
And now we're just getting into personal preferences.
You are disgusting, Steve. Disgusting.
Pizza Chef, though. Like, no offense to pizza. Please don't ban me. Sometimes, if you're the only place open, I'm going to.
Yeah. Oh, I do think Captain Cook is the top one.
Yeah.
Proper food. It feels proper, the food.
Proper. They treat you fucking great, man.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's so lovely.
Good vibes in there.
Henry VIII.
Henry VIII. Okay. So, this has been... Me and Aaron have two sets of notes printed out, the years and the events, like a guy. What is it? A timeline. And Charles is coming into this completely blind,
as always, guys.
As always, the Carl Pilkington.
I'm extremely lazy.
We're just gonna speak knowledge at his face.
What do you know about Henry VIII?
Divorce beheaded, died. Divorce beheaded, survived. That's about it.
That's it. Yeah.
He was a
that's
fat
all
bald
he's known
man.
For. Thanks for coming to the podcast.
That's the episode.
Get some food on.
Yeah, go Captain Cook. Yeah. So Henry VIII, I think, madman.
Yes.
Madman, chaotic. Where did we get the idea to do this episode as well?
You. I probably was.
It's definitely you, Steve. I didn't sit down and
you
go,
wanted,
oh, yeah.
Like, no, and we just started to do famous British monarchs,
yeah.
Didn't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
He's one of the more famous.
Is it just because we were talking about... No, it was the thing here, wasn't it? When we talked about the Richard... Alfred's...
boats.
In the episode Alfred the Great that Aaron was on, we talked about the boats, yeah, his ship.
Oh, yeah.
And we mentioned that Henry VIII...
Yeah. That little tidbit as well.
And then that got me thinking, oh, there's actually loads of fucking stuff on Henry VIII.
Yeah, and like, fair play, it's used to you being like a man about out of hell trying to get this stuff done. No, I mean like the notes and that, man.
Yeah,
jeez.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, because it's so much going on, I was like, we need some proper notes here. Yeah. So I printed off a good timeline.
It's expansive, the notes that I can see from this distance.
Three pages,
so get ready, boys.
Full of dates. So, anybody know what's going on in his early years? Aaron.
So, without going into too much detail about another monarch, I think it's important you quickly mention the monarch previously before him, which was Henry VII.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Wait.
And before him, was it?
And he was born like a random earl in I think it was Richmond or something like that. With no like current ties, it's just that he had a very, very distant claim to the English throne. Some events happened. He ended up being the last male claimant to the throne, but there's civil wars and stuff and Wars of the Roses going on. So he shifts off the Duchy of Brittany across the way. lives in poverty a while and just bides his time.
Lives in poverty.
But when he, for the monarch, he lived in poverty. But waited for his time to strike, came back to England.
Yeah.
And whooped them all.
Did he kill the king in the battle? Is that him, or was it the king before? Somebody got...
killed Richard III.
Was it him who did it?
I don't think... No, it wasn't. The killing of Richard III is what opened up Henry VII's ability to come.
Oh, was it?
Because it was like a power vacuum that he came and filled in.
So Richard III was the last person to die in the field king, wasn't he? And the person who killed him got the throne.
Yes. And it was Richard III's body was missing for ages, wasn't it? And then
they found it under
a car park, yeah.
Wow.
Was it missing from the battle? Left him on the battlefield?
Well, like, obviously he was killed in disgrace, and like he didn't die a king, did he, really? So he just...
Yeah, died in battle.
Just died another
night. I would have thought that'd be a good way, isn't it, though?
I mean, it's honorable.
You're basically like the Mujahideen, aren't you? Bit of jihad.
Jihad.
Yeah. It always comes back to jihadism and
Steve
some
loves
sort
it. Steve loves it.
Yeah, we've got to bring it back to something relatable.
Relatable.
But anyway, like, Henry VII, quite badassly, stopped loads of revolts, stopped assassination attempts, all this, built up trade within the country, did beautiful marriage matches with, like, emperors and stuff. And I think it was only like 3 years before he died, he finally felt safe enough to rule properly. Subsequently died, and Henry VIII came into a very prosperous kingdom.
Like, yeah. Well...
Wow.
Unchallenged, by the way. That's what Henry VII's work was doing.
He had Henry VII had Arthur, didn't he? First son, who was supposed to be the heir to the king.
Mm.
And he married Catherine of Aragon.
Yes.
Which we'll get to, which is Henry's first wife.
Yeah.
But Arthur...
Divorced.
Divorced. Yeah, Charles knows that one.
There you go. Goodbye, guys.
The important divorce, really.
But Arthur, Henry's brother and Henry VII's son, who was going to be king, died, didn't he?
Yeah.
And that left Henry VIII to take over without any problems or anything like that. Everything was the current going on of the country was fine, wasn't it?
It made it quite prosperous. And
Henry VIII was brought up, wasn't he? Not because he was brought up not to be a king, so his education was different to kings. Arthur was brought up to be a king. Is it Prince of Wales? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's why I think the person that's is Prince of Wales. And
he had like formal education in being a king and, you know, running all that shit. Whereas King Henry VIII, the brother, he wasn't in line to be a king.
It was like poetry and things like that, wasn't he?
He was learning music, theatre.
When was the teaching to be a king? What does that involve?
I can imagine.
Beheading?
Yeah.
I can imagine it's a lot of just like... battle tactics mainly, or like,
and diplomacy,
knowing how taxation works.
Can you imagine them just like, oh, I've got battle tactics today,
got king training today, God's sake,
can't be arsed.
And King Henry VIII,
so like that's it's a great parallel to what happened with Alfred, whereas in Alfred was like fifth in line.
Yeah,
he never thought he was going to be king.
Yeah, he was fucking, he had no idea, didn't he?
No.
But he was boss.
God, divine intervention.
Aaron's favourite,
the goat. But we were very close to a King Arthur, an actual King Arthur. How cool would that have been in history?
Yeah.
Would have been nice.
Oh, we literally were, yeah. Do you think he was named after King Arthur?
God knows.
Yeah.
Is that how much Henry VII thought of himself? He gave birth to, like, the ultimate King of Britain.
So King Henry VIII assumed power easily on 1509, and... 1509, the same year, he marries Catherine of Aragon.
Sure, it's the other way around.
Oh,
he marries her just before he gets coronated.
Oh, I see. Who was his brother's wife?
Huh?
Would you do that, Charles?
Right, sorry. Wait. So, the Catherine of Aragon, who was part of the Spanish royal family, were the number one family at the time.
Yeah, we know that. You know.
Yeah. Was married to his brother, and then when his brother died, they were like, why don't you just marry the new one?
Right.
Sorry.
They were married a few years, weren't they?
Like 24 years.
What? His brother was married to...
No, sorry. Henry with Catherine.
Very Ryan Giggs-esque.
It is, isn't it? Now I like that comparison.
Ooh. Well, one was dead, to be
King
fair.
King Giggs.
Yeah, does it matter if he's dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's even worse in my opinion.
It's not free game.
I don't think they would ever say, oh, that's free game back in 1509, like, to be thirsty.
Have you ever watched or read the Game of Thrones books?
Look.
No.
I don't know. I wouldn't say that's fair game. I think that's wrong.
Wrong. Yeah. Okay. Mm. What is it with Game of Thrones saying?
Oh, there's basically like a lot of that is War of the Roses inspired.
Oh, I've heard that, yeah.
There's also a character whose brother dies that is married to someone who then he marries the woman to keep the alliance going.
I see. Mm. Well, I was reading the Henry marries Catherine, and by this time they actually fall in love, don't they? Mm. And it's one of the only marriages in like this period of history where a king is actually in love with a queen.
No.
Because most of the time it's just like families, isn't it? You know, you marry her, you marry him, you know, to make alliances and all that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Whereas this one was supposed to be for the big L. The big love.
That's good.
So that was...
we loved that.
It was, yeah, it was unusual. It was unusual. But that's the first marriage.
Yeah.
And not divorced yet.
And that's 1509.
Okay.
I think it's literally like a day or two before he got coronated. It was dead close together.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All his marriages seem to be on the day or before of everything.
Well, we're getting into that. Get to...
So, 1509. 1511, Henry joins the Holy League against the French. All men under the age of 40 are required to practice archery. That's a powerful, bold move, isn't it? You got your whole people fucking learning archery.
But, like, do you know what the test was that he laid on this law?
Yeah.
It was you had to hit a target further away than a football pitch.
Jesus
Every
Christ.
Every single man in the country.
So that's
I could do
over 100 metres, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Fucking,
I could do that.
You feel
first
confident.
First time. You saw me with your pellet gun, whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, you were all right.
Yeah, I was perfect.
Yeah.
I'd be great at
We'd
that.
Have Charles right at the front line in Calais or storming Paris.
I'd get one arrow right into the RB dead straight away, man.
So outside of what's going on, there's trouble with France, isn't there?
Usually.
There's always trouble with France. Never support the French. We're English, remember that.
And it's important as well is that Henry was the side of the Catholics.
Like, right.
Yeah, Henry was Catholic, wasn't he?
Proud Catholic.
Yeah.
So he's an awful person. Yeah, obviously.
He grew up a Catholic. So, 1511. 1513, the English defeat the Scots at the Battle of Flodden Field. So, they're having battles with France, and they're having battles with Scotland, who's alliance with France, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he's like trying to get control.
Old alliance.
Yeah, the old alliance fucking causing
bastards.
Fucking chaos. But this battle, Battle of Flodden Field. So it was actually Catherine of Aragon who was there. Henry was in France, wasn't he?
Right.
I don't think Henry was fighting in France. Catherine was fucking leading the army in Scotland.
Really?
And this battle, so I got the stats for this battle.
get the XG up.
Yeah, you want to see this. So James the fourth of Scotland, he's killed. Okay, they're absolutely decimated. 10,000 Scots killed.
Oh yeah, keep going.
9 earls, 13 barons, 5 heirs killed.
Wow. Jesus.
3 bishops, 2 abbots, and the king himself.
But. Sound like chess pieces, all of them knocked down.
It's basically like the whole of fucking Scotland's in that
one. Yeah, it's like the whole power structure's just gone.
Yeah, literally.
Christ.
So wow. That was like a big influential win.
Was that Aragon's?
Catherine of Aragon.
Fucking wow.
That was meant like just pipe down Scotland for 5 bloody minutes.
We're fucking
sort out who's in charge because they're all fucking dead, man.
Wow.
And that was 1513. At this time, Henry's in France. He nearly took Paris at one point. He got quite deep into France territory, nearly took Paris. That would have been a game-changing moment, wouldn't it?
For sure.
You take Paris, you fucking...
You take the world.
You take the world. So, Battle of Flodden Field. 1515, Thomas Wolsey. Is that how you pronounce it? Wolsey. He's basically Henry's... He grew up with Henry, didn't he? This Thomas Wolsey, he's basically like his Jedi master. That's the best way I could put it. You know.
Okay.
This Thomas Wolsey gets, he becomes the Chancellor and Cardinal. So they're like the top level in the government and the what's the religious, the church.
The diocese. No. What's it called?
It's like higher than bishop, isn't it? A cardinal.
Yeah. The College of Cardinals, they're the ones that vote on the new popes.
He's like the top level, this Thomas Wolsey, who was in Henry's younger years. Like his Jedi Master. If we picture...
put under his wing and that.
Yeah, if we picture Henry as Obi-Wan, then Wolsey is Qui-Gon Jinn.
Right.
Oh, no, maybe I should put Henry as Anakin.
Yeah, Henry is definitely Anakin. 100%.
And this Thomas Wolsey is Obi-Wan. Yeah, that fits perfect. But so Henry's given him a big power there. Basically, at this point... there's a lot of, because he's having lots of battles, he's struggling with money and what to do, Henry VIII, you know, in the government. And this Thomas Wolsey does like a turning point in Henry's mind. He basically says the line, you're the king, you can do whatever you want. So basically, like Henry's having problems with the government, you know what to do with money, and the government's telling them, you know what to do and shit. Mm. Basically, Thomas Wolsey says, fucking
you are the government.
You're the king.
We all need a Tom in our life, don't we?
You are the Senate. You
are that. That's what we need.
So I think that was the first bit that planted the seed in his mind. You know, like ultimate power. Mm. And like Henry was like, I am the king. I don't need to be fucking.
He's like, oh god, if only if I could just increase bloody taxes. And Thomas is like, mate.
You can.
Mate, you literally can.
You fucking can, mate.
There's a reason you're called the king.
So Henry made this Thomas Wolsey his like right-hand man, doing everything, taking control of like...
It's always a bloody religious person. It is, like, isn't it? You know, like a bishop or a bloody cardinal or
doing
something.
Doing all the government whispering stuff and everything. Mm. And he basically bypassed all laws and shit like that to go through Parliament and just to go to him, this Thomas Wolsey. So he's making Henry assume full control there of like what's going on with the state of the country.
Based.
So that was playing Henry.
He's playing.
Maybe.
But like.
For the mates.
Well, if things go well, you can accredit to Henry, and then when things go wrong, you blame Thomas, don't you?
True.
Yeah, that's a good footing to be on, Henry, isn't it?
Mm. Mm.
You know, it's a good cop out. Something goes wrong, sure. You're just like, oh, it's his fault.
Oh, they're the ones bloody... I'm busy. Like, they're the ones bloody, you know, I've given responsibility to.
Yeah. Well, that was 1515. 1516, Catherine gives birth to Mary, Princess Mary. Okay. Now, this is her fifth pregnancy so far.
How old is she?
That's a good point.
I don't think she's that old.
No.
She's not that old at this point.
Like 13, 14.
This is 5 years into the marriage.
Six, isn't it?
Six.
Five?
It is seven. 7 years into the marriage.
Oh, wow. Seven years into the marriage. I think she was in her 20s when she married Henry VIII.
Okay. I feel like one thing is that she was a little bit older than him. She was 17 when I think he got coronated.
Yeah, and she was
a wee bit older than him.
Mm. So she's probably late 20s now.
Mm.
But the only pregnancy to survive this fifth pregnancy, Princess Mary, no males. Henry's got a problem.
Yeah.
Who's going to win? Mary.
Bloody Mary. Well, that's a bit ironic. Mary went on to be known as Bloody Mary.
Why?
That's for another podcast.
She killed all the Catholics. No, she killed all the Protestants because she was Catholic, wasn't she? She was the only one who reverted back.
All right, okay.
It was Edward's Henry's son, and then Mary got into power, and she reverted back and killed the Protestants, and then Elizabeth got into power, and Elizabeth went full on.
I thought Elizabeth went full. I thought it was the other way around. I thought Mary was the one that reverted back to Catholicism and started killing all the Protestants.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah,
sorry. Because I was saying we won't have Church of England now. If Elizabeth had like.
Yeah, Elizabeth came in and went, fuck off, my sister, get out of here.
Okay.
But so Mary's born 1516. So that's Henry's first child now, isn't it?
And I guess.
And it's a girl. He doesn't want that. It's not ideal. You need a boy, don't you?
Well, it's important that it was instilled in from his father, if you think about that, how his father wanted a secure takeover. Henry VIII the same. He wants a boy. Easy to just give all the titles to
and
not have no fuss with succession.
That's it.
A woman brings up challenge in that spell, obviously, in that day and age.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see, like the biggest example of a problem is, like, with no heirs, is William the Conqueror, isn't it? That was all messed up. Who was the heir there? And it ended up being just a fucking shit show. Well, I mean, yeah, chaos.
Like, he had like five children, and they all had grandchildren and stuff like that. It was.
I mean, with Harold and Godwinson and all that. You know who was like
good. Yeah, you mean the one before Harold?
Yeah, like was, I mean that just that whole
just
scenario.
Named random people as an heir. Yeah. And then, like, you've got a claim.
Fucking Harold Hardrada came over, didn't he?
Yeah, he was
claim
like,
it.
He said, I've got a claim, I've got to it.
Everybody. So if you have like a son lined up ready. Yeah. Then it gets rid of all nice. The fuss. So that's why it's imperative. It's important for your wife to be providing you with a nice son. A strong son.
Or an heir and a spur, hopefully.
Or they get divorced or beheaded.
That's it. Literally that. Which will...
Yeah, well, he takes an obsession a wee bit too far.
Yeah, I can... Yeah, so, we know, I know about that.
What are you hinting to there, Charles?
Don't know.
Nothing. So Henry's, he's already, this is the fifth pregnancy already. He's pissed off, isn't he? He wants a son. He's like, he's not happy.
Wait, he's had five kids?
No, he just can't believe Catherine is having all these abortions when he's trying to have a boy.
No, they've all died.
Oh, have they?
So this Mary's the only one to survive.
Fucking hell.
And so he's pissed off. He's like, what the fucking hell? What are you doing, Catherine? And so that was 15.
Maybe if you stop being in France all the time, Henry.
Well, 1517, I should mention, Martin Luther publishes his 95 theses against the abuse of the Roman Catholic Church. So that was a little...
It's a huge moment in history. That.
Yeah, basically.
A very big moment.
So this Martin Luther in Europe, he made the Protestants, didn't he? And he starts publishing these stuff against the Catholic.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of a movement going on in the background to this story in Europe about the Protestants rising up in Europe. But at the moment, Henry is still Catholic, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's still very firmly Catholic. But
he likes the Pope.
That is very important for what's going to happen, because even though it might not be something he's grappling to now, that's a flaw that he can go back to. That sets a precedent.
I'm not too sure what it is. 95 theses against the abuses of
Like, it's not something I don't know much of. It's not something I even care too much about, but it basically boiled down to like, oh, you're living in decadence when it's all about it's all about living in, you know, to your means, to respect God, and why have you got a golden throne, Pope, and all that type of stuff?
Yeah, the Catholic Church is all about fucking big, lavish money stuff.
And
isn't
he's just
it?
Like, that's not what Jesus preached about. It was just about, you know, being good and living in your means and helping your fellow man.
I can understand that to a degree.
There's a lot of people that felt like that in Europe at the time.
Yeah. Well, all these like bishops and fucking popes and everything's got all
swagging around, acting like, look at this, like you said, this Thomas, who's Archbishop of York, is now the second most powerful man in England.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, he's a bishop.
Yeah, just fucking assumed all his power.
Yeah.
So that was a little side thing, what's going on in the background.
Mm.
So now the 1518, year later, so there's no child yet, no boy. The Pope and the King of England, France and Spain pledge peace in Europe. So this is...
Peace in our time.
Peaceful time. I think they're probably sick of fighting, isn't it?
Fed up.
Like, how long... It's probably been, like... I don't know. How long have we been fighting with France for? We had the 100 Years' War. No, but it's like...
It's just like... the next bullet point makes me laugh. Considering exactly what's just happened.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, this year as well, 1518, Henry made... This is an important point. Henry made the Royal College of Physicians. Is that how you say it?
Physicians. Yeah.
So that was basically, this has never been done for in history up to this point. He made it so people who were doctors had to be qualified.
What?
Rather than just like...
What, so it wasn't before?
They were just like, just fucking doing whatever, weren't they?
Which I guess doctors? It was just experience,
yeah, literally
wasn't it?
That.
Yeah. Wow.
Whereas he was like, wait a second,
hold on, something's wrong here.
Yeah, something's not right here. We need to make a system... And he made a college where
everyone's dying.
Did he set that up before or after the coffin sickness that he lived through? Because there was I don't know if it's wrote down here, but there was actually an epidemic in England during his reign.
Coronavirus.
No, yeah, it was called like the sweating virus or something.
Oh, yeah, that sounds awful.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, yeah, because one of his kids died of it.
Was it a boy?
One of his bastards.
I think one of his boys died of it. The sweating virus, that's it, yeah.
You're just excessively sweating.
I guess it's sweat because it just death. Made your body overheat and then you died. And I think one of the ways that they were told to beat it was to do exercise, to sweat it out. That's where it was, the sweating virus.
And we weren't doing that, were they?
That's why they made a college, you know, where they can make people actually do medical science instead of people going, it's a sweating virus,
Hold up. We need some real science going on.
I almost died, you bellend. Let's figure this out.
Yeah, yeah.
So that moment there where he makes this college that makes it, you have to be qualified to be a doctor. That's a massive jump in society there. You're going from witch doctors who are just fucking draining people's blood because they have like a fucking cold.
Yeah, give you a couple of leeches.
Well, they probably still did that afterwards, actually. But this is like, you know, people studying science now and like looking at the effects, and you've got to know what you're doing before you can fucking get into it.
I'd rather the witch doctor, to be honest.
Do you like the witch doctor?
Yeah, imagine just being like, oh, I could go to the witch doctor anytime, and then now you're calling into your GP.
You got to wait for your GP.
I'd never feel like I'm limited by science either, you know, but the witch doctor, I feel like anything's possible.
Exactly.
Modern medicine depresses me because it can't cure my illnesses. What?
If I'm there, if I'm 15, 17, I want the option.
Yeah, you want a load of mushrooms from the witch doctor.
I hear leeches, anything. I want to be like put in a cauldron or something like that.
I want to sleep with a toad's head under my pillow and all that shit.
You never know.
Sometimes
have you tried it, Stephen? You're like, you're sat there laughing and judging people, but have you actually done these things for yourself?
Well, I think Henry didn't like any of that sort of stuff.
No, he did not.
Okay.
Hey, he was actually a very fit man.
Yeah, actually, let me just ask that question, because you're saying he's fighting wars and that, and all you know from that, I'm very school educated on this. So he's a fat man that eats a lot and then kills all his wives. That's the extent I know going into this podcast.
Yeah.
So you know, was he actually quite fit, good on the battlefield?
You're in that time period where everyone is 5'5" or the average. And
is that average?
5'5" is the average at this time.
I need to go back there.
In comes the King of England, 6'2", built like a brick shit house.
Oh, fucking jacked.
Doing fighting, jousting, everything.
That's what he was like.
Yeah, he was supposed to be like the top of his
game. He loved his exercise. He was always playing everything.
He had the amount of mistresses he had.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what he had. He had bastard sons. He just couldn't get sons with his pissing wife.
Wow.
So he was. So at this point, he is the G.
AG.
He's a G that we would all say yes to. But anyway.
Wait, hold on. That was a bit weird. Anyway, what do you mean you say yes to every day of here?
You wouldn't refuse.
I'd be a doctor for him.
He is the government, don't you know?
So at this point, the Pope, the kings of France, Spain, and England made peace. 2 years later, 1520, Henry holds peace talks with Francis the First of France at the Field of the Cloth of Gold. Right. Why is it called that?
Such a fantasy name, do you know what I think? And then Henry made peace with Francis at the Field of the Cloth of Gold.
Brilliant, yeah.
But this Field of Cloth, it was basically a massive fucking party. So the King of France and the King of England got together. It was in France, was it?
Oh, yeah,
I can't remember where it was, but it was basically just a massive party.
I just got this picture of like Henry just wired at this party to in someone's ear off going, listen, lad, I just think all these doctors, they need qualifications. Like, I've been thinking about it for a while, lad, and I've been sweating recently a lot, lad, and I don't know what it is yet, but I've been doing a lot of exercise. Can you imagine? Just absolutely wired in, chatting someone's ears.
At this big party.
A field of cloth.
King Francis is like,
wow.
So they have this big, like, gathering. It was basically supposed to be peace talks, but it was like a one-up and stick style thing of, like, partying. You know, who could provide the biggest party?
Well, I'd love to have been there.
It was just supposed to be just, like, the most decadent, elegant, just full-on everything.
Cocaine, ketamine.
Yeah, good weed, white wine.
Yeah,
Henry
great.
Comes alive in the ninth.
Oh, I love that.
Literally.
That rhymed. Well done.
But so he asked Charles V of the Holy Roman Empire to join. Now, Charles V was Henry's wife's nephew. So he's Catherine of Aragon's nephew. And he was beforehand.
Wasn't he betrothed to Henry VII's daughter?
Well, I've got here as well. He was supposed to marry baby Mary as well.
That might be.
So he's 22, and Mary is. How old Mary is? Mary's 4.
We can only dream, guys.
We can only dream. So a 22-year-old is in line to marry a 4-year-old.
Yeah,
girl.
That and apparently that was the. That was the marriage match of the era.
The best marriage.
The best marriage match.
Did they have an awards season?
Apparently
so.
Who's
the biggest nonce?
Because like England was like the up and coming kingdom. Obviously, he's the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire.
So it was a good alliance.
Yeah,
but it fucked up because they had this peace talk. The Field of Cloth of Gold, and then immediately afterwards, Henry. Obviously started invading France again.
This party, he's going, listen, lads, we should all be sound with each other. I think
got the jaw swinging.
You're quite sound, you fella, after all and all this. And then he woke up the next day, God, he was a twat him.
Yeah, literally.
He might as well just invade.
Literally that.
Wow. Are you sure when the invasion, they just weren't just still there from the party? And it was like, well, now, you're technically just invading now because there's no reason for you to be here.
Well, what it was supposed to be was, because Charles V is in line to marry Henry's 4-year-old daughter, they were supposed to work as an alliance to invade France. Now, this happened for like 4 years on and off, where Henry would invade, but Charles never turned up. So it happened loads of times. Like, they'd go over with the troops. Yeah, where the fuck's Charles? Charles is like, oh, I can't do this year. It happens again next year. Literally this. And then the fourth year or the fifth year? It happens again. The plan to invade again. This time, Henry's like, I'm not turning up. He's not fucking turned up for the past few years. But he doesn't turn up. Charles turns up this time and actually takes France.
I love it. I love this guy.
And Henry's like, oh my God, no, no. Can I come back in, please?
Yeah.
And at this point, Charles is like, no, fuck off. I don't want anything to do with you. I'm not marrying your daughter. I'm like assuming control. So that's like a big
Charles
split.
Charles. You bell end for that. Why did you do that?
Hey,
why did you fuck Henry off?
Fucking that, he's a prick, him. He chewed me ear off all that night.
I know what it is. He's a union for the witch doctors. He's worried about them going out of fucking
business.
Those
leeches did me wonders with that sweating.
So that was the, that's a bit of like what's going on with the kings of the time. That's what happened with them.
Right.
So it was like this back and forth between them three fucking bitching and stuff like that. And eventually Charles V takes over. And doesn't want to marry Henry's daughter. So Henry's like pissed off now. He's not got... his peace talks have obviously failed with France because he's in trying to invade. His friend, Charles V of the Holy Roman Empire, has fucked him off. And he's not doing good with Spain, isn't he?
That's a bit touchy as well.
So he's a bit like... 1525, Hampton Court Palace, that's completed.
Right. So
that was made then. That's a big palace, that, isn't it? You can go and visit.
Where's
Hampton
that?
Hampton Court.
It's in London, is it?
Is it in London, yeah. I've seen it. I can vaguely picture it in my head.
Whereabouts in London, do we know?
God, I've been like 3 times in my
life. Give it a search. You carry on.
I have to Google map it. But in this year as well, another important moment happens. William Tyndale, I'm not sure who he is, he publishes the New Testament in English. So that was a big moment now that people who speak English... Not as educated to speak Latin, because obviously the Bibles that back then was always in Latin.
Well, it says New Testament, so I wonder if the Old Testament.
Oh well, yeah. So the Old Testament wasn't published yet. I think it was just the Bible wasn't published in English. It was just the New Testament.
Well, Alfred had transcribed the Bible into Old English.
Yeah.
I'm assuming then this means like the more modern English.
Yeah, there's Old English, Middle English, and Modern English.
This would have been more to what, because like we're heading towards like this. Is this just after the Shakespearean era or just before?
Just before.
So we're heading towards what is like, modern English.
Yeah. So the New Testament was published in English. Mm. So that's a big changing point now because people can read it. Mm. Everyday people who obviously have to speak English.
And they're going, hey, why has that bishop got a fucking gold
yeah,
club?
Yeah, what's going on here? What's happening here? So that's opened the floodgates for a lot of people to, rather than just the bishop or the priest who can, you know, read from the Bible.
And choose select passages to tell to his...
Everybody can read it now. Mm. So we do.
You were lying this whole time, you prick.
Yeah, literally that. So that in that year, that's what happens. Very important point. 1526, Cardinal Wolsey, Thomas Wolsey, he reestablishes the Council of the North. Now, that was Richard III who made that. That was like supposed to be... it was basically like literally a Council of the North to control those, because they kept on getting, you know, like ransacked by Scotland and they were too far away.
Yeah, like a better place at the North.
So it's like basically a power move. He brings back this Council of the North as a power move. Right, we're going to like hold more power and more control in the North. You know, like, so this little stuff here where he's like, you know, getting bits. And it's
he's got his claws in, hasn't he, Al Wolsey?
That Thomas Wolsey.
He's got his fucking claws in.
I love him.
Do you like, are you sold on him?
I just think he's great. He's one of those. Power. You know, he's just one of those in the background that is, you know, he's sort of pulling strings.
Yeah, yeah. That's it, literally.
And in history, you wouldn't know about him unless you've studied it like you guys have, so.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Mm.
So was it 18 years?
18 years.
After Henry marries Catherine of Aragon.
Yes. This is where he, seeks permission.
Because he wants a son that badly.
Yeah. So Henry's pissed off. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. So I'm trying to grab a cookie as we...
Charles is going for the cookies. Yeah. Henry's absolutely pissed off. He hasn't got a son. He seeks permission from the Pope to divorce Catherine of Aragon. So...
Oh, sorry, can I just say this? The timeline's missed out. But before this, the Pope had named Henry a defender of the faith.
Oh, he DM'd
him. As thanking him for Henry being such a powerful Catholic and fighting against heresy.
Why?
It's a good album, that Defenders of the Faith by Judas Priest.
I think it was to do with England helped Spain fight against France. Mm-hmm. Who were against the Catholic Church, and that's why he was named Defender of the Faith.
That's a good title. I like that.
Defender of the Faith.
Indeed.
Wow.
So he was actually in good graces with the Pope at the time.
Yeah. So he seeks to divorce Catherine. So at this same, at this same time, he is banging Anne Boleyn, who is Catherine of Aragon's mistress, maid, whatever. So Anne Boleyn, we know, people should know Anne Boleyn.
Good.
So she's on this picture at the moment.
Beheaded.
She's getting banged.
Spoiler.
She's getting shafted by Henry on the sly.
And he's like, that's meant this official, babe.
Yeah. Well, it was actually her who was, because Anne Boleyn was quite cultured and intelligent. She was pressuring Henry to say, like, Catherine's not giving you a son, you know, marry me. I want to be queen. Let's marry.
Do you know,
divorce.
One thing that I've learned throughout these history podcasts that we've done is women are vindictive, horrible people.
That's Charles' takeaway.
Eleanor of Aquitaine was a bitch. She made them all go to war.
It's like we're listing off all these things where people, like, where men have caused the deaths of tens of thousands of people over silly ideals and stupid fucking slights.
Yeah.
But a woman going, divorce her and marry me, makes her like the vilest bitch in the world.
She is disgusting.
Don't trust your women.
Along disgusting.
As we all know, I'm a woman hater.
Oh, of course. Yes.
From the podcast that we have done. And that just cements it for me.
Yeah.
Charles, at least you own it. Do you know what I mean? Like, too many people do not own their biases or prejudices.
I'm defender of the faith.
You are defender of the gender.
That's what I am.
We'll give you that title. So Anne Boleyn's on the side getting boned by Henry. Henry is asking permission to
bone her in God's eyes instead.
Sorry, I've not heard bone and bang in a good few years, Steve. So
I'm bringing it back.
Yeah,
I'm bringing bone back.
With this Henry talk.
Well,
so the Pope he refuses the divorce. Now. He technically shouldn't have refused it because Henry had a good point. Now, the point was, in the Bible, it says that if you marry your brother's wife who's widowed, so if your brother dies and marries your brother's wife, which Henry did, it says you will be childless without a son. which is what's happening to Henry.
Jeez.
So that was his argument.
Witch doctors told you.
The witch doctors. So that was his argument.
And so he was like, yo, God's got my corner.
Yeah, he's literally got the Bible proving it. The Pope's like, no, we're not doing this divorce. I'm not too sure why.
You're going to set a precedent for all European monarchs to start divorcing?
It probably was. But so that was 1527. 1529, Cardinal Wolsey is accused of high treason.
Yeah.
So his mate, his Jedi Master, accused of high treason for failing to get the Pope's consent for the divorce.
What?
So he sends out for Wolsey, and he's going to bring him in and execute him.
No, not what? Oh, heavy. But, tell me it doesn't happen.
On the way there, Wolsey is that scared, he dies of heart attack.
No! Oh, this is fucking shit.
It's going downhill for you,
man, is that this man has like guided Henry to become so powerful within his government. And then he's like, yo, go and ask the Pope there if you don't mind if I could get rid of Mrs. She said, no, Henry.
I'm proper upset.
What?
I really like this guy as
well. You were warming to him, were you, Charles?
I wasn't warming to him. He's the best part of the story so far, Wolsey.
So,
12 years he had at the top, though.
12 years. Yeah, he had a good run. Probably banged loads of kids as well, didn't he? Being a Catholic.
Oh, God. I'd love his life.
Yeah, you jealous? Absolutely. That's why you're warming to him.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So this Cardinal Wolsey's dead. In the same year...
I'm just going to say a disclaimer. A lot of this is sarcasm. just for future me.
For future...
And future listeners.
When the molesting starts, as someone else, and I'm like, Henry seeks permission.
I like women. Kids, I don't want to go anywhere
you also
near
like
them
kids
in that way. I also like kids. Let's move on.
Let's see.
No, I want to linger on this, actually. But
let's move on.
So in the same year... Sir Thomas More, another Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the second Thomas, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There's loads of Thomases in
Fuck
this story.
Oh my God.
That's what was confusing me as well when I was researching. So Thomas More assumes Thomas Wolsey's position. And Thomas More, with the help of Henry, they start to cut ties with the church.
The Church of Rome.
Because they didn't allow the divorce, Henry's like super bitter and like, you know, fuck you.
They've killed Wolsey, basically.
Yeah.
Well, you can imagine as well, though, like, obviously, whatever, monarchs and that, but like, he would have been given like a good, what percentage of the kingdom's money to the Catholic Church?
Mm. Yeah.
And then you're going to tell me that I can't divorce and run my kingdom the way I want.
And he's already got that in his head that I'm all powerful. You can't
tell me what to do. Oh, I wonder whose fault that was.
Yeah, and who gave him that idea? So that was 1529. 1531, I thought this was funny. The appearance in the sky of Halley's Comet causes widespread panic and talk of holy retribution.
I'm fed up at this point, to be honest.
Dude, like, what I don't understand about this story is that do people in England only think that they could see the comet and that... No one else in the world has seen the
toilet
and going, that's not retribution for me also.
I don't know what's going on there, but there was loads of different angles. So basically there was like loads of people seeing it and was like, oh, it's the end of the world. Loads of people seeing it as a reason to break away from the Catholic, you know, for what they've been doing, the Catholic Church. Other people thought it was a reason to stay. It was all sorts of people just going crazy over this comet. Like, I could imagine everybody just thinking
all sorts about it. What a fucking weird species we are, man.
We're awful.
See this comet and they all lose their minds.
We're stupid and awful.
So that happens 1531. 1532, which is weird. I tried to Google about this. I'm not too sure how this happens, but I think it's just whatever. But Thomas More, the new Thomas, resigns from the chancellorship because they've removed themselves from the Pope. The Church of Rome too much. So it's like he kind of... So Thomas More played into the fact that happened in 1529. 1532, now he's like, I don't like this. And I never really... I can't see what... I've tried to like do my research. I think just maybe it's just his morals or something.
Well, he's just like, fucking scared for his life because he saw what happened to the last Thomas that was in his
position. Yeah, I don't want anything to do with this.
It could also be that maybe he agreed with this connection up to a certain point, but he thought complete erosion was just heresy.
Yeah, it was too much.
He didn't want to go to hell.
Yeah. So basically at the time, like the way the society was run, it was run by the Church of Rome, wasn't it? In Europe, all like the countries.
They were the ones in charge of sciences and arts. They would have funded the sciences and arts, and so a lot of stuff comes from them.
You have like the king in charge of the country, and then the king is kind of answering to the Pope, isn't he?
They said the only one above a king is a god, but the bishop is like supposed to be online of a king. They are supposed to be called prince bishops, aren't they? The kings of Rome and stuff like that.
But at this point now in England, the connection between the church and the government is like the government and king is taking over.
Yeah,
from the Pope and the Catholic Church.
It's pretty groovy, to be fair. Like,
yeah, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah,
get rid of the fucking.
As long as nothing else comes in its plate, I'll bet.
So, 1533, the year after, Thomas Cranmer, another Thomas, is appointed Archbishop of Canterbury, and he annuls Henry's 24-year marriage to Catherine of Aragon.
Mm.
So now, bang, he's divorced.
24 years. They don't like. That's what the thing that got me was that he was married to her for 24 years. And when you get taught in school, it's not Henry VIII and his six wives and all that.
You don't tell her that.
You don't think 24 years is a lifetime of someone?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So then just go, you've not given me a son, so get bounced.
Bang, gone.
Yeah.
Be happy with Mary and move the fuck on.
So he's with, remember, Catherine. Oh, yeah, be happy with Mary's daughter. Yeah. So he's with Catherine. He's banging Anne Boleyn on the side. Mm-hmm. He's goes through all these years trying to get divorced, Catherine. Finally, the government's taken control, broke away from the church to the degree that they can have control and say on stuff. He appoints this Thomas Cranmer. He's probably been allowed to do it instead of... In the past, it would have been the Pope, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Look at that.
He's appointed Archbishop of Canterbury
by
Henry. Like, Henry's now given away... positions of religion.
Yeah.
No, not the Pope.
And this guy who Henry's just happened to appointed allows Henry to get divorced. So bang, Catherine of Aragon is gone. And so that was 1533.
Yeah, it's like days later.
I think it's on the day or something like that. He marries Anne Boleyn.
Oh, I love that.
He was a single man for like 5 minutes.
No messing around. Wow. Now, at this point, this is when Henry starts partying. So he's like, he is loving life. He's, they broke away from the church. I think it is literally party time. Oh, there's actually, I mentioned these funny notes. So one of his letters to Anne Boleyn, it says there's a load of sexting in his letters.
Oh, yeah.
The funniest one is, I'd love to kiss your pretty duckies.
Oh, yeah.
Duckies being... breasts.
I'm sure I've sent that before on Snapchat.
Show us a pic of your duckies.
So at this point now, he's married Anne Boleyn, 1533, and it's party time. They said they were eating 5,000 calories a day of meat.
How did they know that?
I think they were just...
Of meat as well. I'm not even being funny. That's a lot of meat.
It's not wrote down, but I'm pretty sure it's around this time that he has that jousting accident as well.
Oh, I've got it written down. They also had loads of constipation as well.
Well, of course, because they're eating just protein.
They didn't eat. They didn't eat vegetables because they thought that was for peasants.
Fair.
They were just eating all meat. They were just like there was like big parties, jousting. You know, you can imagine how kings would live like absolutely.
I'm thinking of Robert Baratheon from Game of Thrones, but you don't know who that is.
But 5,000 calories, right? Of just so I can intervene here.
Yeah.
Of meat? Can we just explain how much that is?
How much steaks is that? That's a fucking heavy steak.
If we're talking... if you're just going based
on a kebab is 1,000 calories.
Yeah. If we're just going... Yeah, if we're basic... Like, steak is about 300 calories. 400 calories. So how many is that? You mean like 8 steaks a day or something?
Well, I'm saying 5 doner kebabs a day is 5,000.
Yes, yeah. But that's just they won't have that type of meat. It will just pure.
Yeah, yes.
A rich stag and venison and stuff.
Yeah, low calorie meat.
They are doing. There's a lot at this point. There's a lot of jousting and a lot of sports. Not He was playing tennis.
Yeah, he'd have been non-stop. He'd have been playing, partying, fucking. Well, that's all he's doing.
Yeah, playing, partying, fucking.
Just on the Robert Baratheon point, it was based on Robert Baratheon, Henry VIII, wasn't he?
But that's certainly that side of it, where he's just tournaments and drinking and whores and all that. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So that,
where's me breastplate stretcher? Yeah.
That is what's going on now. This is the time period, isn't it? What is going on? All this partying, fucking everything.
He's like, the church is gone. Woo! Yeah.
I'm married to my wife, who he's in love with.
My side piece.
Another woman.
Another in love marriage.
In love marriage. Now, one of the people was saying was, how did they pay for all this? This partying, these 5,000 calories of meals a day and everything. Basically, he took all the money from the church that they've left. So there's all churches, obviously, still in England, that's got loads of money. Catholic, got all these, like, gold chalices, everything. Mm. He's just like, right, fucking get all that. That'll pay for ourselves.
That's for the people,
We're having that. So cool. That's what paid for it all.
Living the life, I love it.
So, I'm not gonna lie, I'd have done if I was in that position, yeah. I'd have done same, goddamn.
Living it up.
Do it, man.
For
living
sure.
Living it up. So in the same year, Princess Elizabeth is born from Anne Boleyn. So
that'd have been like a yikes, wouldn't it? Like Anne Boleyn's just like, divorce your wife, I'm gonna get you a son. Yeah, I will do the job. Like, that baby pops out, she's like, another chance.
Yeah, no transgenders back then either. You know, it's not.
So little Liz is born, and in the same year, Pope Clement the seventh excommunicates Henry. So Henry is gone from the Church of Rome.
He couldn't give a fuck, could he?
Nah, he's partying now. He's fucking living up. Right. He's probably still a bit wary because Elizabeth has been born and there's no boy. He's probably what's going on here? But he's living it up.
And all that means, like, it doesn't mean that you stop being a Christian either. Like, the Pope, that's the maximum the Pope can do is, well, I don't want you in my church anyway.
Yeah.
So it's really not that big of a deal.
Well, for me. Henry reported was like, literally said that, I don't care.
Yeah,
so when he got excommunicated, he was like, I'm not bothered.
I'm not in your church anywhere, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and we're on an island, so like our closest neighbours aren't going to come to war with me because it's just suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally that. Mm-hmm. So that was 1533. 1534, the Act of Supremacy is passed, huge. Which is probably one of the biggest moments now.
Whoa, this sounds important.
So that is when Henry becomes the full head leader of the Church of England now. He's the top.
Act of Supremacy.
The whole religion.
That is cool.
In England.
These names are fucking cool,
defenders,
man.
Defenders of the faith.
The field of gold on fire or whatever. Yeah. Like.
So this is like super important now. He's full control of the Church of England.
Of course, yeah.
And that's an act that is still in work today.
Yeah, still now, yeah.
Charles, you are now our head of faith.
Come on, boys.
So still this year, he's still jousting, partying. He starts pushing the arts more, music. He wants people learning music, writing music.
Oh,
theatre's getting made.
It's the same guy that created a college, do you know what I mean?
So yeah, true, yeah.
Physician.
I mean, he studied poetry, you said, didn't he, in school, so I guess he has some...
So he's
think of it this way, if he's got over 25 years in power at this point, kings usually do well if they get to this far of a reign.
Yeah.
They've usually quite set in there, aren't they, at this point?
So he's quite progressive. He's...
And he's enjoying himself more than the others that we've done before.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That we've mentioned.
Yeah.
He's a shit, but he's enjoying himself.
But he's pushing a lot for the people as well. Music, theatres. He wants people studying music. He wants writing. He's pushing like people to learn writing, reading.
I'm voting for him if I'm in
the Imagine him and, like him and Alfred have a sit down and have a boast off about how much they did.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Well, I still feel Alfred is like...
Mind-blowing for the era that he was in as
for
well.
For what he did, yeah. I don't think Henry actually comes close, believe it or not.
Well, I say give it to the end of this.
Okay. So that was 1534, the Act of Supremacy is passed. 1535, you remember Thomas More, the second Thomas?
Yes.
Not the one who annulled his... The second one. Mm-hmm. He starts piping back up and he's refusing to recognise Henry as supreme head of the church.
Fuck off, Thomas. Listen, mate. You ain't Wallacey, yeah?
Yep.
You ain't got any power.
Yep. You just like...
Just pipe down and enjoy your 5,000 calories as everyone else is.
Well,
and...
Henry steps in, cuts his head off.
This is what I'm talking about, Henry. I love this.
Now, I'd say, like, Henry, you've had a track record now of getting a couple of bad chancellors.
Yeah.
How about we go with someone a bit different? How about we choose two? Let's choose someone with a name that isn't at all striking.
Yeah, Thomas. So, well, he's got Thomas Cranmer in at this time still.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, sorry.
So he's got three. He's literally gone through three Thomases here. Where's all these Thomases coming from?
It must have been a popular name that year or so, like that 30 years before that or something.
So he's killed Thomas More, the last Chancellor. He starts killing more Catholic people who start refusing.
Piping. I love how you said that.
Piping up. You're refusing to see his leadership. He's like, get them over here. We'll cut their heads off as well. So a bit of tyranny is creeping in now. A bit of beheading on the opponents.
Great.
It's gotta be good, I think.
I always, like you said, this is just because it's opinion and it's funny, but I always try and put myself in the mindset of that era as well.
Yeah.
And for me, it'd be like, what's a couple of executions stopping a whole revolt where thousands are going to die? I'd rather just get a couple of people executed and nip it in the bud.
Yeah. That's a good point, that, yeah.
100%.
So, in that same year, Thomas Cromwell.
Fucking hell.
Another Thomas.
Yeah, what a famous name as well. Thomas Cromwell
is made Vicar General. So he's put in charge of the new church, isn't he, basically?
What a badass title.
Vicar General. He's not just a vicar.
He's a fucking general.
The Christians are fucking awful, man, aren't they?
And this Thomas Cromwell makes this plan. It's basically the church has still got all this wealth, but he can't get it fully. The way they're taking the money from the church, the old Catholic churches, is like they were finding like problems with the church. You know, like, oh, you're doing this wrong. We're taking money off you. But now this Thomas Cromwell, he sets up a plan where they don't even have to do that. They're just literally coming in and just seizing it with force, just like fucking rocking up. If you refuse, you're getting fucking beheaded.
Jesus.
Starts getting all the church's wealth. So they're becoming even more richer now, the government, the king.
Great.
So
fine with that.
And then in this same year as well, the first...
Why do you think... Because I don't know if it's in it. But why didn't the Pope let me get away with it? What was happening in the world where, like, because trust me, that's not something that the Catholic Church would normally just let go.
Yeah, they just allowed to happen.
They would have rose up an army for that. So I wonder what was going on in Europe or in the rest of the world.
Yeah, why was he
that stopped them from doing that?
Shit scared of Henry, I would have been.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, yeah, because obviously
I think there was a lot of problems going on. I don't know. I can't remember. I can't remember anything specific, but I think there was lots of wars going on.
Must have been,
because that Charles V. You know, supposed to marry Henry's daughter.
Yeah.
He assumed the head of Church of Rome at one point.
Right.
He broke into Rome at one point and assumed control for a little bit.
So there's basically, it's one of those where there's hands trouble. Tied.
I think there's trouble going on. That's my assumption. Yeah.
It just popped into my head. I was like, why did they not do something about it?
Why aren't they fucking stepping in? Maybe they're just done with it. Maybe they're just like, leave him.
Leave the British Isles and fucking too much bunch trouble. Of backwards bellends.
But in this same year, another important thing happened. The first complete English translation of the Bible was completed. So they had the First Testament, but now this is the whole Bible.
Yeah.
By Miles Coverdale.
Miles Coverdale.
I like that name.
Miles Coverdale.
Okay.
So they make the first English Bible. So now everybody can read the full Bible. And the picture on the front's dead funny. It's supposed to be like all people worshipping this like... It's like loads of stuff going on, but when you look at it properly, it's obvious that it's King Henry VIII at the top of the picture.
Oh, wow.
And everybody's worshipping him. And in the corner, there's loads of Catholics getting, like, killed and stuff.
Love that.
It's like an album cover, a metal album cover.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's class.
But so that happens, and then the year after, 1536...
Big year.
...is the year he bangs his head.
Right, yes, okay.
So that was...
And that was a big year as well.
Big jousting accident.
Right.
So...
He apparently was unconscious for a good... Was it a good couple of hours?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No, I was fully expecting you to say a couple of minutes.
No,
because
no.
Even 2 hours is like, you're dead, mate.
Everything we know about Henry is that after that moment, he was never the same again.
It's going downhill now, Charles, I warn you.
Proper bad.
He's banged his head.
2 hours?
It was a long time, wasn't it?
It was a while. It was longer than a person with...
And the horse was on him, wasn't it?
He got mangled. That's not even the only injuries he sustained. One time he got caught in a bog upside down for like a minute with no oxygen. But like, Apparently, after that joust accident, his personality fucking changed.
Don't we all?
Don't we all?
Is that what you were like after your jousting accident?
Yeah, yeah. To be fair, I was knocked out when I was like 14 for 5 minutes.
Really?
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Damn,
maybe
that is
15
wild.
Minutes.
Really? What were you doing?
Maybe. I don't know the actual
jousting.
Time. No, I got, you know, one of those swings that is like, it's got on two ends, it's in the middle, and you, like, one of your friends is on one side and you're sitting on the other. You're just going round in a clockwise fashion. You know, one on the end, one on this side.
A swing?
No, it's not an actual swing. So you've got a middle pole.
Yeah.
And then one pole on the left.
Yeah.
There's a swing here.
Ah, okay.
And then one on the other hand. So you have to sit on this and you go in a circular motion.
I see.
So I got hit basically by one of those chairs at full pelt.
It would have been hilarious if that had nothing to do while you were unconscious.
I'm putting it down, I don't know how long I was unconscious for.
Yeah.
But by the time I woke up, the ambulance was there.
Yeah.
So they would have had to have called the ambulance. The ambulance would have come. So I don't know how long that would have normally
took. It would have been a time. It would have been a bit of time, wouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe 10 minutes, maybe.
Bloody hell.
Anyway, long time.
Yeah, downhill for you as well, Charles. Never been the same.
I'm autistic.
Start making your own religions and that.
No,
right?
I'm...
The headings.
Yeah.
So he's... at this moment, he's killed his chancellor, hasn't he? He killed Wolsey. He didn't kill him. He was planning to kill him.
And then Wolsey died.
Yeah, and then he killed Thomas More, because Thomas More stood out of line.
Yeah, he refused to accept him as the supreme head.
That's the only thing he's really done so far, isn't it?
He's killed some Catholics,
But they're all like, I can justify that to a degree, can't you?
Yeah.
You know, it's what happening in this situation. But now he's banged his head. This year, Anne Boleyn, she's had 4 pregnancies. Only one has survived, Elizabeth.
No, beginning to think it might not be the women's problem here.
But
in terms of, in terms of making babies.
Oh. His witch doctor behaviour.
The semen.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Anne's not too happy. Henry's not too happy.
Right.
Henry goes to Thomas Cromwell and says, we want a forced confession out of a musician who was seen, flirting with Anne Boleyn.
Right.
So Thomas Cromwell goes to this musician, gets him a forced confession, obviously tortured him, says, yeah, I'm having an affair with Anne Boleyn. Right. He's confessed. They're having an affair. Henry gets Anne Boleyn. Bang. Cuts her head off.
Cool.
This is after he's banged his head. So he's banged his head, he's killed his wife.
Fabricated an adultery.
He's fabricated this adultery thing.
Right.
Forced confession.
Rich, can I just point out, Henry, you just created an entire fucking religion so that you could divorce your wives willy-nilly, and now you've come up with a fucking adultery story to get rid of your wife. Just divorce her for the same reasons why you divorced your last wife.
Yeah, you don't have to go and cut her head off. This poor Anne Boleyn, she's trying to give you kids and only
wants
to
when things start, decisions, you can't really tolerate anymore. It's like, but you just created, like, you've just gone through all these years of work.
Yeah. Playing devil's advocate here.
Okay.
As we have established, women are pests.
Right, yes, of course.
Is it better just...
I think one less is better.
It's just
less to bite you in the ass, to be fair.
You know, it's alimony. Just one of those things that, you know, they always come back. They'll be knocking on your door late at night. Go on, just one last time.
Yeah, okay.
He knows that he doesn't have to deal with that.
Just get rid of it all.
Yeah. She's not knocking on Buckingham Palace anytime soon. I'll tell you that.
Get rid of the head.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, go straight to the point.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we'll...
Cut out the middleman, as it were.
So
anyway, she's needlessly executed.
Yeah, she's needlessly... in Charles's eyes...
Charles's eyes should have been done a lot earlier.
Yeah, executed. And the very next day, literally the very next day, he marries Jane Seymour.
I love him.
Straight in there.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
So this is 1536.
He's one of those where he lines them up. Like, he doesn't tell someone he's broken up with them, but he makes sure to line up the next partner, waits a couple of weeks, breaks up immediately in the next relationship.
Great. Cuts her head off.
He's devastating. He's great.
So in the same year as well, the Act of Union between Wales and England happens.
Yeah,
so
huge as well.
That's a powerful. No more wars there.
Yeah, that's the last of the revolts have been put down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Unified. In the same year, you could Google this if you want to. The most manliest portrait ever painted. The famous Henry VIII portrait.
Oh, no, I know it in my head.
Where he stood there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's quite big, but he's like stood massive. There. Yeah. He's fucking powerful.
Beard. Is he bald?
He's a bit ginger, isn't he? Like, he always looks
ginger.
The listeners, Google the Henry VIII portrait.
They would know it is the
you've
picture.
Seen it. Yeah,
it's like
seen
when
it.
You think Hans of Henry VIII, Holbein. That is the portrait.
Yeah, yeah. So that was in that year. Mm-hmm. And also, Thomas Cromwell, the new Thomas, begins the dissolution of the monasteries under the Reformation.
In my head, I've got that scene of Anakin when he's entering the Jedi Temple, you know, with like a load of soldiers, like, dun, 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 shut them down, boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They go to these monasteries and just wipe them out. They, like, tear them apart, don't they?
Yeah, and no younglings and survived a fuck
That's why
all.
There's a lot of monasteries that are like that, isn't there? You know, that are, what is it called? It's the word when they're just like ruined. Ruined, yeah, that's that. Yeah.
I don't agree with death and destruction and people like that, but I do always find it kind of really based that, like, we just went, fuck off Catholic Church. We're going to have our own church now.
That's cool.
With blackjack and hookers.
Fuck
literally.
Yeah. So in this same year as well, 1536, the Great Northern Rising took place. So this was known as the Pilgrimage of Grace. And it was basically these northern people got pissed off that the monasteries were getting like destroyed. They rose up and was like tried to have a bit of action, you know, against it. So they stopped doing that.
Hey, put a bullet torch down. Hey, yeah. Hey,
can leave our monasteries alone. But I think they got squashed quite easy. I think. But at this same time, his leg is injured, and it's oozing pus.
Right.
So Henry VIII has got an injured leg and it's oozing pus that's stinking out daily out of his leg. So he's not...
But it's got suspected syphilis at this point as well.
Yeah. So he's not in... And he's quite big.
Yeah.
After these 5,000 calorie a day meals.
He's 6 foot two and he's doing 5 calories.
He's putting some weight, yeah.
He's getting okay. Big. So that was 1536. A lot happened there.
Gotcha.
The year after, 1537, Jane Seymour, his new wife...
Dies.
Woo!
Knew it.
Giving birth to Edward.
The sixth.
Yes! There we go. We've got a lad.
He has a boy.
We have the
boy. Yes.
Now we can die in peace.
Right.
So he's ticked everything off there, isn't he?
He has.
He's got the crown. He's
new
got
religion.
The church, yeah.
New crown.
He's got the son.
He's got, to be fair, he's got the government definitely under heel.
Yep.
Fully on, because of Thomas Wolsey. Rest in peace. He's set up. He's finally got his son.
He's fucking.
He's got his fucking
son,
an actual legitimate son, not one of the 20 bastards that he's given loads of power to. Mm-hmm.
He did have
one
son called Henry Fitzroy, who became something. Where did
he was like the fucking Duke of. It gave him a lot of power, I think.
I think Henry Fitzroy. I have it somewhere.
Actually, die.
He did have a lot of power somewhere. Oh, that was it. He became the head of the Royal College of Physicians. One of his illegitimate sons.
Yeah, what happened was that it was a time when, like you said, he didn't have a proper heir. All they had was Mary.
Yeah.
And he'd give this kid that much power that it meant that if Henry had died there and then, just because of the sheer amount of power he had, that kid would have become...
He could have basically fought for it.
Yeah, the king. Easily.
But it's illegitimate.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, because he's...
Jon Snow.
Yeah, Jon Snowed.
Well, maybe.
But was it ever was Mary legitimate if it was a Catholic wedding?
Very true.
Well.
Well, yeah. That's like one of the things, isn't it? If he's like tried to prove that that the marriage was wrong in the first place.
Yeah.
So does that make the daughter?
Maybe in his eyes it definitely was.
Yeah. Well, it did, because he actually excommunicated Mary and Elizabeth. At this point, he's got Edward. Mary and Elizabeth are gone now. He's like shoved them out of the way. They're living their lives somewhere else outside of the government and king. So we'll get to that later. But yeah, at this point, he's got rid of Mary and Elizabeth. He's with Edward. Okay, so where are we here?
Bottom, last one.
Oh, yeah. 1539, the Parliament passes the Act of the Dissolution of the Greater Monasteries. The abbots of Colchester, Glastonbury and Reading are executed for treason.
Great fezzies.
Great.
It was a hell of a tour. Sure.
So he's beheading now. He's doing a bit more killings. He's killing some more important people. Some people who have, like, you know, tried to have a say again. You know, stop doing this. You're causing a bit too much, bit too much chaos.
They're the ones who would have actually any sort of power that could actually gather people together or raise funds.
He's got rid of him.
Yeah. Smart
yeah,
play.
Agreed. Like, get rid of the war before it even begins.
Yeah. So he's slowly getting rid of the whole of what he kind of Catholicism, isn't he? So in this year, 1540, the last of the monasteries to be dissolved is Waltham. Is that how you say Waltham?
I think it's Waltham.
Waltham Abbey. So he's basically eradicating Catholicism. He's getting rid of all the power and everything. They've got no more money. Order 66.
Order 66, the shit out of him.
He's doing an Order 66.
Love it.
Yeah, Caedimundi's got fucking done. Who's the others?
There's a Thomas on a bridge somewhere getting knifed.
Yeah.
Love that.
So Thingio's died. His wife, what was his wife called?
Thingy.
Jane Seymour's dead. He wants some more. Wants some more loving.
We've got three more.
We've got three more. So, 15...
Yes. Ridiculous.
1540, he marries Anne of Cleves. Okay, now this...
Oh, this is hilarious.
This is so fucking...
You're going to fucking love that. Go on, you tell
me. Don't need to say it.
Yeah, go on.
So he's got... You know Thomas Cromwell? His new Thomas.
Yeah.
Pulling all the strings. He's basically mourning the death of Jane. Mm. And it's 2 years later... And Thomas is like, right, come on, you need to get going back with life. Let's get you a bit of loving.
Get on in.
I've lined up a few women for you.
Yeah.
this woman, Anne of Cleves, who is she's the sister of some high power person in Germany.
She's German.
She's German. And right. Thomas Cromwell's like, she's good. She's got good power. You'll like her. We'll bring her over. You marry. And Henry's like, right, I'll put it all. For you to sort out, doesn't he, this Thomas Cromwell? So Thomas Cromwell brings her over. And Henry, as soon as he sees her, is like, what the fuck is this?
Well, he doesn't like her.
Who
doesn't
the
like
fuck her. Is this ugly bitch?
Wow.
Yeah.
He said she stunk, which was probably the...
Which is rich from Henry when he's got fucking gammy leg all
he's
over the place.
He's got pus oozing out of his
syphilis.
Leg.
He's autistic.
Now, this Anne of Cleves is dead young. She's only 17.
Oh, go for it, Henry.
But,
They didn't get on.
I don't think she's 17, but she's young. And other one was 17, but she's dead young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Henry instantly is like, oh my God, what the fuck's this?
Absolutely,
this is
fuck off. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
this is married at first sight gone wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By this point, he's going to marry her. She's over now. They've made Thomas Cromwell's made all the stuff, you know, the deals and all that. So he's like, fucking hell. So he's married in January.
Yeah.
Now, by July, he annuls the marriage. So it's 6 months in, he fucking does the... I don't want anything to do with this.
Right.
Gets rid of her. She doesn't die.
She's let off.
She's let off for some reason.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But...
Why does she get to be divorced? Right? Do you understand why I'm getting? Why?
Probably because he doesn't even want to deal with her.
She gets to be divorced, but like the other one was executed.
Like, what's going on there?
Fuck it.
Be consistent, Henry.
Now,
well, to be fair, he is pretty consistent about one thing.
Yeah.
Well, Thomas Cromwell, on the other hand, gets called in, and Henry's like, I didn't really like that woman you brought here. You're getting executed.
Oh, yes.
We speak about his wives, but about the three Thomases that have died under Henry's...
You're a shitty wingman.
Oh, sorry, the fourth Thomas.
Is this the fourth one? Yeah.
Probably his life.
But so he charges this Thomas Cromwell with treason. Because he had to marry an ugly girl.
Do you know what? Fair fucking play.
Fucking treason, are you, mate?
Imagine fair fucking play.
He's had Thomas like pulling the strings for him for the past few years.
To be fair, Thomas
is like, oh, we need a powerful alliance, one that's going to bring us some money.
Yeah.
To be fair, Steve, listen, if you bought me a woman on a night out and she was a fucking...
Minger.
And he's like, but think about the alliance,
she's from Rainford, she's got a three-bedroom detached house, whatever, you know, her family's quite middle-class,
300 good
whatever.
Men ready to fight for
you.
You
know, I'd be... Steve, I'd cut your head off too, mate.
Instantly, yeah, no messing
I'm just
around.
Saying, it's
Henry wants
gotta,
tea and a... That's all he gives a shit
you,
about.
You've got to be a good wingman.
Yeah, that's...
I would say Thomas, 99% of his life... Was the best arbiter for Henry?
He did great.
Took out the church, root and stem.
Nah, but there's bro code.
He was the Anakin to Henry's fucking Obi-Wan.
No, there's something called bro code, and I don't care what you've done. You maybe have established so much. You maybe have done so much in terms of your work. But you mate, you can't bring a fucking fat minger to me. You just can't.
That's the top of the list, is it?
That's it. You're just kidding. That's it, mate.
To be fair, like that's I'll calculate how old he would he'd have been. So he was 17 in 1509, and it's 31 years later. So he's 48, 49.
Yeah.
So at this point, he's probably more thinking.
Yeah, he's 49.
I want a trophy wife now. I've been through all the other DOS for a kid. Yeah. I've got me kid. Give me a bit of young tail. Let's call it a day. And
bit of tush to play with.
And she's just like turned up.
And reminds me of Earl Raff, to be honest. Sorry, carry on.
The day he kills Thomas Cromwell, his good old mate, who's sorted everything out, but, you know, as Charles says, does the worst thing you could do and give a horrible, ugly girl to him. The day of his execution, Henry marries Catherine Howard, who is the fifth wife. She is 17, he's 49.
Great age.
And she is Anne Boleyn's cousin.
Wow.
Awkward.
Coming full circle here.
So he's at this time he's really fat.
Right.
And she's supposed to be quite petite. Yeah, quite petite.
Yeah.
I don't think she was too happy.
She's not Anna Cleves, I'll tell you that.
Right, yeah.
So this poor Catherine Howard, I don't think's too happy. He's obviously stinking with his puss and he's going crazy killing everybody. He's like super paranoid. He's this 17-year-old girl's like, God, what have I? What am I?
Brain damage, syphilis, gangrene. It's probably in his system, so he's septic.
Yeah. So yeah.
Come on, baby, get into bed with me.
Oh, fucking hell. I think he had to have like I don't know how many, but he had to be hoisted onto his horse, didn't he?
What?
It was like four people had to hoist him up. He was that fat.
I wonder how much he weighed.
6'2", huge, like you said, 5,000 calories a day, and then a full suit of armour around there. And everyone's 5'5", so they can't barely lift.
Yeah.
Do you think he's heavyweight division type, like 260?
Yeah. I think he's heavier than that.
Do you think he's heavier than 260?
I'm picturing, you know when Tyson Fury really let go?
Yeah.
That's how Definitely. What was that weight?
God, I bet he was smelling. Yeah.
So, 1 year later, 1541, the beginning of the Reformation in Scotland under John Knox happens. That was the one thing I did skip over. I don't know.
Johnny Knoxville.
I'm not too sure what that is.
I'm not sure either, but I know that didn't... Oh, no, that's something I'll don't worry about. I got confused.
So yeah. So that happens. A year later after that, 1542, 2 years into the marriage, Catherine Howard. So Catherine was not happy. She clearly wasn't happy with this. She's a teenager. She doesn't want to be stuck with this fat old
grow up.
She started having affairs. She started sleeping around with young people of her age.
Yeah, fair play.
And Henry was like, oh my, right, get it, fucking cut her head off. As she was on the what is it called when you get your head cut off,
the block.
Mm. She said a line where it was I'd rather be
Henry's got a small cock. That's how I'd go out.
What a way.
Smelly fat bastard. You're shit in bed. Just air your dirty laundry out.
She basically does say that. She says, I don't know the words, but it's like she had an affair with this guy called Thomas Culpepper, who was like young, and she basically said, I'd rather be in love with him than like not be around Henry.
I'd rather be in love with him than live and be with you.
Yeah, literally said that.
I love that. I bet she's like, oh, he had me moaning like you would never think. He fucked me right good in every position you couldn't do, you fat bastard. Head cut off there.
Henry gone and then goes, who's next?
I just imagine I was Henry just going, I've really let myself go here.
Fucking shit. God,
I've just been terrored by this bird.
Oh, I wonder how I'll be remembered.
That's a win. Yeah, that's a win for her. I think that's a win because, like,
she's 19 when she says that. She's going to die. And she says, I'd rather die loving this
Do
Thomas.
You know what? Fair play to her. Yeah. Fair play. Because you can't really, as well, in hindsight, you can't really say no to marriage against Henry VIII at this point.
Any monarch.
Yeah,
if you're a woman in that time, then you've got really no choice.
Yeah, you've got no choice. So, that's like... Fair play.
So, in the same year, James V of Scotland dies, and he's succeeded by his six-day-old daughter, Mary, Queen of Scots. Mary, Queen of Scots, who's 6 days old, becomes the Queen of Scotland.
That's mad, you know.
God,
imagine a fat baby, you know, when they're 6 days old, they're like really chubby.
But you'd be laughing.
You would have such a loyal court.
To not just like fucking...
Just like, I'm not following 6 day old baby, yeah. Not my fucking monarch. I'm the monarch now, motherfucker.
What should we do now, little baby? Just
mate, I'm not even being funny, but back in that time, I'd have been a mute. I wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, nothing.
I'd just gone about my day.
Yeah, it's so easy just to get caught up and get killed, isn't it?
Or like say the wrong thing and it's heresy.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm a mute, sorry. Cut out me tongue.
Yeah, I see.
I try and create something very mundane so I can make a bit of money. You know, like make the first outhouse or something, and then
make some chairs.
Make an outhouse.
Make
just
a
like
make a chair.
A chair.
Literally.
Look at these shelves.
I just like sell bread what's on this? A stall.
What's this, wise man? Toothbrush.
I wouldn't care.
Yeah, something like that. Keep yourself by.
Yeah, messing around.
Yeah.
God, no, I'd end up a Thomas, me.
Yeah, I think you'd end up a Thomas, yeah.
I'd be like,
yeah.
I just want to keep a low profile, and then it flash forwards to 2 years, and I'm like, Henry, please, I've tried my best.
She was lovely. She looked good on the pictures.
Yeah, she looked good on the pictures.
It's in the profile set. She was £100.
She was using Facetune and the fucking bitch.
So,
should have FaceTimed her.
Off with your hand.
A year after this, 1543, Henry marries twice widowed Catherine Parr, his sixth and last wife.
Historically linked, she may actually be from the Parr, our Parr.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
No.
That's the most shocking thing about this whole podcast.
To Christ. There is a tenuous link, but there is a link.
Scatty. What?
So, for the listeners, Parr is St. Helens.
It's a disgusting place.
It's an interesting place.
Yeah, it's unusually spelled, just like her last name.
Yeah, P-A-R-R.
Is that true?
Not many people, like...
Are you having this on air?
I'm not having yous on, like, why do... It's not known why Parr is called Parr.
Yeah, why would it be called Parr? It's a weird name, isn't it? It's not like...
There's evidence of her travelling around that area or being at least in that area.
God, we need to look into that.
Yeah,
that
is.
I hope someone is like, you're talking bollocks, and then gives us an actual article we can read.
Yeah. And Parr is awful.
Yeah, it is. It's a shithole. It's my shithole.
Are you from Parr?
No, I'm actually originally from Thatweave.
Thatweave.
And then I lived to Thatweave till I was 16. Then I moved to Parr, and I lived there till last year.
Fair play.
I see.
Fair play.
Catherine Parr in your blood.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
It's all right.
This Catherine...
we've all got our burdens.
Yeah.
This Catherine Parr is supposed to be a really lovely woman. Really, really...
No, I was just going to say, this is the one that I know most about in terms of... And she was quite... Got her head on straight, that type of thing.
She's
a survivor.
She actually was the person who brought his daughters... Mary and Elizabeth, who was ostracised, well out of the scene. She was like, wait, you got two fucking young daughters here who need looking after. She persuaded him to allow them to be brought back into the family.
Right.
And Catherine Parr took the position of being a mother for them and started looking after them. Mm. She didn't need to do any of that.
That's cool.
But she brought them in and like made sure, right, we're going to...
Especially knowing the risk as well of what would happen if it went wrong.
Yeah. Mm. So she did a lot for like, you know, sorting stuff out. She made everything... She was supposed to be really good.
Cool woman.
Really good woman.
Cool.
And what was it? You got to think, these Mary and Elizabeth, both of them, which one of them had the mother head cut off? Mary, was it?
Yeah, Mary had... No, that was divorce, wasn't it? That was annulled from the first one.
Oh, so it's Elizabeth who had her mum's head cut off. She's got to live with that. But this Catherine Parr assumed like the mother role.
Yeah, Anne Boleyn was Elizabeth's mum.
Was that it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine that. You like, your fucking dad cut you, your mum's.
Why did you just divorce Mary's mum, but absolutely execute man Belen?
Well, Elizabeth never married because she knew how bad males were in power. So when she was king, she was queen. I mean, Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth. After watching the Henry VIII documentaries, I watched Edward's documentary, Bloody Mary's documentary, and Elizabeth's documentary. But Elizabeth said, like, I'm not marrying. I'm being a queen on my own because I know the problems that will
come. Yeah, the part that course, someone is just going to marry her for the power.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to take away her authority as well. Yeah.
It was actually quite powerful to, like...
Was, in the end, it was like seen as a patriotic thing of being married to her country instead.
Yeah, that was it. Literally, she decided to be married for the country rather than just
cool.
for a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think...
Elizabeth deserves her own fucking...
Oh, definitely. She's fucking thing, top like... draw.
Okay.
You know what's funny about Elizabeth? Where she got ill and it was from her makeup... She wore like white makeup, and was it arsenic or something?
It fucked up her skin. Yeah.
It had like poison that was in the chemical makeup of the makeup. Because she was known to have really white skin, and it was makeup, and that's what killed her over time. This whatever the poison was in the makeup.
Wow.
So I'll be warned, Charles. Calm down on that makeup.
Yeah.
Can't
you should see him
mate.
When he comes in. Everyone, he looks like Tim Curry in like Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Look like Tim Curry now. Sorry.
I'll behave.
So Henry, his sixth wife, he marries Catherine Parr. He's got his son. It's all happy days here.
Met a girl. Settle down. So he gets to enjoy the last few years of his life.
Yeah, 1543, the Treaty of Greenwich, proposes marriage between Henry's son, Edward, and Mary, Queen of Scots, who is 1 year old.
So that would have fused the thrones like... It a lot earlier than it actually happened.
But it was, what's that word?
Repudiated. It was, the betrothal was broke.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it was broke.
By the Scots.
Because the Scots joined again with France, another alliance. Mm-hmm. But
Charles's face then said it all, he just slowly closed his eyes in disappointment.
But in this year, Henry was thinking, let's have, I'm getting on here. I'm getting to the end of my days. Let's have one more fucking attack in France. And he had a really good... It was like an epic siege. I wish I took more notes of it when I was looking at it. In the city of Beauvent in France, it was fucking class, this siege. They sieged the castle. Even the army people dug tunnels under the castle walls into the castle.
And
it's like it's one of the sieges where it's got everything. You know, like the cannon warfare, the archery, the throwing the dead bodies at... You know... Everything
there's
that
a love
off.
Story between like two.
It's just people need to look at that themselves. Looking at
it, big great cinematic
epic siege. One of his last is he's getting on. He has this fantastic siege to see him out.
And how did Henry secure defence within the waters? Is there anything specific?
Well, that's coming on to this now. So, 1545, Henry's flagship, the Mary Rose, sinks in the Solent. So. A flagship, the Mary Rose. Well, Henry was he established the first official standing of the Royal Navy,
the English Navy.
He basically opened the world of shipbuilding. Up to then, it was quite small base, wasn't it? Quite localized, wasn't really important. But he made loads of fucking shipbuilding yards, emphasized science research.
He made it like a staple of the English
and
way
he made
of life.
The Royal Navy, rather than it just being like a little side thing that the government or the army would use, he made an established like thing.
So obviously this is why he's got fucking him puss coming out of his legs and all this shit, it doesn't sound like, going back to the bump on the head, it doesn't sound like that's really affected him that much, really. He's got a bit harsh in his later years and
killed
he's beheading
everybody
and stuff like it doesn't seem like he's gone
up until
crazy.
He has that bump on his head. He's only had about two wives or something like that, and then
there was scenes, four wives
afterwards. And then he starts.
How many Thomases has he killed as well?
Yeah, that Thomas.
His best mate.
Is that due to fucking age and being like more in power and
maybe? But like he killed his strongest advisor in history, which is Thomas Cromwell, purely because Anne was a bit manky.
But I think what you're trying to say is like he's still doing some stuff
He's not a veggie, is he?
No,
we didn't emphasize veggie. It was more like his personality changed in the sense of the way he treated people and stuff like that.
But that's the question, though. Do we attribute that all to the fucking thing? Or is it
just the fact? We'll never know.
Maybe
if they had like a university, maybe specifically about physicians, then they would have figured that out.
True.
Yeah, you have a point there.
Okay.
So he builds, he's the first navy, the first proper fleets of ships that are governed by themselves rather than like other pieces of the army. The navy's a self-governing part of the army, isn't it? It's its own thing.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of science that he pushed forward with shipbuilding.
Yeah.
For the world, for the whole world.
That wasn't just the only university he opened either. He opened a few universities.
Oh, yeah.
What like?
But was he Cambridge? He did Cambridge? Not the Cambridge, but like maybe one of the side schools of Cambridge.
Did they write something else down? I'm not sure. I'm sure I wrote another college down that he opened. He did. He was very, throughout his whole career, he was very forward on education. People studying and education.
But I wonder, it comes back to the fact that he was never meant to be king. And I always wonder if it's something to do with that education, like you said, where he was focused more on the arts.
He had a different education.
And the thing, rather than just pure ruling.
Yeah.
Okay. He was subjected to different stuff, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Took in different stuff. Like Alfred the Great.
Exactly, yeah.
He wasn't focused
on other things.
Yeah, he grew up focused on other things and then became king. Maybe that is the key.
Don't be born to be king and you're fine. I mean, even our great Elizabeth II, who just passed, she was never meant to be queen.
No.
Yeah.
Because her dad was never meant to be king.
What's the story with that?
Well, have you ever seen the King's Speech?
Yeah, but...
Basically, like, the Queen's dad dies, the Queen's grandfather dies, George, whatever, and then his son takes over, but this was just before World War II, and he starts showing Nazi sympathies and tendencies. And then he marries an American woman who's been previously divorced. And that's a no-go. You do not marry a divorced woman from America if you are the British royal family. So he is kind of pushed out and forced to abdicate, which means that our line now is created. So the second son came into power and she was his heir.
Wow.
So she was never meant to come into power.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Hmm.
So that our whole like monarchical history is built on people that never meant to come to power.
Yeah. Mm. Interesting.
I like that. So at this point, he builds a very good, very good navy. 1945, 1946, he's becoming ill now. He's now believed to be syphilis and cirrhosis. What's that?
Isn't it when your skin starts like
something to do with
drying up and coming
no
off?
No clue.
Your skin starts coming off.
I mean, he's already got syphilis and gangrene. Yeah, I'm pretty sure whatever else is coming
he's
is.
He's not doing good.
It's not nice.
So that's 46. 1547, he dies. He basically was bedridden for that last year, wasn't he? Like in and out of consciousness. I think he was like fully gone at that last year. He died at the age of 55. And Catherine Parr was just sound. She went on to marry again, didn't she?
She's just collecting fucking husbands at this point.
Yeah,
I mean, Henry can't talk, can he? Jesus.
She was already married two before, wasn't she?
He found a kindred spirit.
That's cool.
So, altogether, through his reign, it is estimated he killed or executed 72,000 people.
Love that. Great stats.
He basically changed the course of English history, didn't he? Like, massively. And he won some good battles against the French.
He did. And not shying away, he was the product of a kingdom that was left in a really good way. So we got to just use that from the beginning.
Yeah.
He didn't have to rebuild it and then use it like someone like Alfred did, who had to literally build his kingdom from the scratch.
Yeah.
And push forward.
His was already.
Yeah, his was ready to go.
No, yeah, Alfred's definitely better, but the stuff that he bung in there is interesting.
So I've learned so much from this about Henry VIII.
It's fucking funny, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, I'll take it.
Just like I said, they don't teach you that in school.
No.
Tell you about his wives, and like that's, in my opinion, one of the least fascinating things about his life.
Exactly, yeah.
You got to mention all the chaos. fucking so much going. All the Thomases.
Yeah.
Creating religions, being the founder of the Royal Navy and all this stuff.
Defender.
Well, there's
a
lot of religion involved in there. They don't teach that in religious studies, do you?
No.
I did go to a Catholic school, so.
Oh, we've got it.
So did I.
Oh, we're all heretics here.
Public Catholic school.
Yeah. Fucking hell. I think you should become Muslim like me.
Sure.
And then you'll be
I don't agree with it.
I'm not went to a Catholic school. Doesn't mean I'm Catholic.
Does
even.
It? Not?
I'm Methodist.
You're Methodist.
Such a weird one.
Yeah. Amish. I want to be Amish. That's what I want to be.
I know you do. Yeah.
Why don't we make our? Why don't we follow Henry's footsteps and make our own schism?
Yes. Now we're talking.
I think I've been following my own for years now. Just needs a name.
Already done it.
Yeah.
Have you got any lined up? Is it like band names? Are you trying to think of names?
He was the... Was he, like, yeah,
his Metallica.
Dad, his dad was the first Tudor, so he was the second Tudor. Oh, another cool thing about Henry, every single one of his kids got to be a ruler.
Yeah, so Edward...
Oh, really?
Edward became in power.
Yeah.
So it was Edward who came in. He died without having any kids. He died quite young, Edward. Yeah, was... Lady Jane Grey came in, who was unrelated to
Oh,
Henry.
You told me about Lady Jane Grey.
What was it? She came in... For it was like 9 days she was in power. This I feel so. I was like nearly crying watching this documentary. It's this poor girl. So Edward dies.
Yeah.
And he's friends with this Lady Jane Grey or something. It's so, they're not married or anything. They're not like courting, but there's some kind of friendship. Something goes on, and instead of leaving the
Was she a secret bastard of Henry or something?
No, I don't. I think she was unrelated. Instead of leaving the heir to Mary. Henry's other daughter, Edward, his son, leaves the to Lady Jane Grey, this random young girl. She was like 16, who had no idea about government or anything. Mm. She was just like, sure, she was a friend. So this Lady Jane Grey thrust all of a sudden into being the Queen of England.
Mm.
She had no preparation, nothing. She was like supposed to be crying when she was like, you know, travelling there saying, I don't want it, this is too much. She's just a young girl. Mm. She goes to the Tower of London to gather herself to prepare for the, to become Queen. She's crying, hysterical, doesn't want it. Her parents are like, oh my God, this is too much, what the fuck. While she's in the Tower of London, 9 days waiting, preparing, people are trying to calm her down and say, you're going to be Queen of fucking England. Mary, Henry's daughter, rocks in, swings the doors open, fucking gets her, and kills her.
Yeah.
Oh, poor girl.
She got served a poor fucking hand.
How bad? She's just been completely thrown under the bus, girl.
The reason it did, I think it was religious, I think.
No, it was basically, she Mary came in with Elizabeth backing her, got Jane Grey, and then there was people who...
No, I mean, why Edward named her
I think there was something to do with like family or friends or something.
I thought
like
it was just because Mary had switched back to Catholicism and he didn't want another Catholic ruler on the throne. He wanted it to remain in the hands of the...
Well, that was why Mary killed Lady Jane Grey, right. because Mary was Catholic at the time.
Mm.
So Edward and Elizabeth, Protestant from Henry. Mary, though, stayed Catholic, whereas she came in and seen Lady Jane Grey and she arrested Lady Jane Grey at first. But because Lady Jane Grey was Protestant, there was people who were unrelated to Lady Jane Grey started supporting her because she was Protestant rather than in spite. Yeah, instead of, we don't want the Catholic Mary taking control. Mm. So they started supporting, and then this Mary was like, oh, I'm going to have to kill this little girl.
Fucking hell, man.
This little girl, she was crying for the whole time, saying, I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it.
How did she kill her?
I think she cut her head off.
Bloody Mary.
Wow. And then Bloody Mary, who basically went for her reign, she just killed everybody.
Fair play.
And then Elizabeth,
she took a chip off her old daddy's block.
Yeah. And then Elizabeth, the other daughter, Anne Boleyn's fucking daughter, came in, who was Protestant, and just...
She did a lot of her own shopping as well.
Yeah, she came in. I think she was really influential.
And the Spanish were like, yo, we don't like you. So we're going to send an armada.
Oh, I hate the fucking Spanish as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So she used her daddy's navy that he built to defend her.
Spanish armada.
Against the Spanish armada.
Well, yeah, wow.
And then, but...
This is too much now.
I'll just finish on this. All the three kids, Edward, Mary and Elizabeth, didn't have children.
Right,
so
the lineage is just fucking dead now then.
It stopped, and then it was the Stuarts came into power.
Fucking hell, man.
The Tudor era was something different.
It was just full of murders.
Yeah, and literally. Chaos. Wow.
Well, what do you think of that, Charles?
Speechless.
Absolutely.
No, it was good. It was interesting.
Chaos. Chaotic.
Chaos.
Wild.
For the brethren of chaos. No, thank you for introducing me to that. I think, as I said, it's quite interesting to find out a little bit more about Henry VIII when, in fact, in schools and whatnot, where the teacher isn't.
Yeah, like you said, in English schools, we get like overviews of different monarchs, don't you? But they never give you any proper information about them.
I've learned way more doing this podcast than years and years in school.
I have.
So let's just put that into perspective. Yeah. It's silly, really, when you think about it. But and in terms of like history, what you can actually see is just, to be honest, it's quite stupid, a lot of it, isn't it? It's all dumb.
Yeah.
It doesn't make
religious
any sense.
Reasons.
It's all bonkers, really.
Create a religion to divorce someone and then execute someone for the same.
Yeah, like the comet as well. It just
the comet was hilarious.
Yeah, it's all silly. But there are certain people within history like. Fucking the last one we did,
Alfred.
Yeah, Alfred.
Yeah, yeah.
Who actually? Yeah,
just
you can. Out, you
from
can
a different
see,
time, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Just yeah, just a different time. And I mean, what a guy! You can
powerful.
See there's some people, but yeah, most of it is just absolute fucking bonkers,
silly stuff.
And
I think I like that though, but not like, but you know, like
I don't think you'd like it in that time if you were there.
But like in school, they're not saying the bonkers stuff. They're just saying the straight up stuff, and I'm not interested. But if they taught us about this stuff, the funny, silly stuff, I would have been fucking there.
And if they started talking about the field of the cloth of gold where they had a big party, you'd have been like, fuck yeah, this
and
is
then, yeah,
awesome.
And then Henry, like, days after fucking invades France after.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
Sam.
There's
like, glasses on with a big spliff coming out.
there's like a, what's it called? There's, you know, it's a, I guess there's... You're in between a rock and a hard place because there is so much fucking murder, right?
Yes.
What can you talk about in schools? Really?
Yeah,
then again, kids these days, that's why you have like fucking horrible history.
They don't hold back on showing us how brutally Jesus got fucking mullered though, do they?
Well, yeah, exactly. Or the Nazis. They don't say fucking
the
Jews.
The Nazis. They love the...
But if it comes to like a king excuses some Catholics or no?
Yeah, no. It's all... Yeah, it's fucking bonkers, but...
It is death-based, though, this, isn't it? It is all death-based.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why I tell people to be futurists. Fuck the history.
Focus
See,
the
but that's the one thing that is great about this podcast is I am not interested in history one bit. I will never say to Steve in terms of like a podcast, let's do this week that's based on history ever, because I'm just not interested. I'm more of a futurist. I'll talk about that kind of stuff. But fucking still interests me when you talk about it in these stages and whatnot. And,
yeah, these
I get
silly,
to sit here and listen
silly
to it. It's great.
These should be warning manuals rather than people looking at it and going, good
that
advice.
That is an amazing point. Let's
definitely.
End on that because that is an amazing point.
Yep.
They should be warning manuals
to learn from.
And how we, you know,
that's
advocate
how history
for
should be. It's all just about learning about what came before and
that's a great point.
Trying to do better.
Yeah, we'll finish on that. Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks for having me again, boys. This
no
is
worries.
Awesome. I love it. Yeah. And thanks for the church, Charles. I know that you've suffered.
It's okay.
This.
Strong
I'll
do this for,
strong
for people. Yeah, I know.
Well, thank you for listening, the listeners. And I'm not too sure what next episode will be.
Well, we'll have to get you on. We'll have to get you on for a little bit more of a chilled one. I
would love to come for a more upbeat one.
Maybe, upbeat.
That filled
but, yeah, something where we, like, maybe just the chat or something.
What
I mean by that is one where I can riff a bit more rather than having to
read off.
I mean, one where it's just, we're just talking.
Yeah, I can
be
a bit funnier.
Well, thank you, everybody.
This was brought to you by Murdly Productions.